What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful sunshine in Perth today. You're having a good day. Now, we've been chatting about daylight saving, of course, because it did kick in last Sunday across Australia, except obviously here in WA, and I think Queensland as well. But curious to have a chat with Nick Hayes, who is the Managing Director of Media Stable. Good morning, Nick. Nice to have a chat with you today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. And it's, 3 hours ahead they are over in Melbourne and about 25 years. We're so far behind, Mike. We've got to catch back up with this lot. It's not good enough. They can have the COVID, they can keep that, but we'd also like to get their daylight saving.
Now, I'm glad you started that way. That's a good way to start. But just to clarify, you are in WA, right?
I am in Western Australia. I'm here. I'm just down the road from you. And look, it's the big frustration when the part of the country goes into daylight savings, because now we go from 3 time zones to 5. And from a business perspective, it's really, really difficult to lock down people over interstate to bring them together, to talk, to communicate, and to really stay on the same track. We're on the same continent, but we seem to be in different worlds. And that's the real frustration with daylight savings, is that we could be doing it if we wanted to do it. And if Mark McGowan, the Premier, wanted to do it, he controls the upper house and the lower house. He doesn't even need a referendum to do it anymore. We could just put it in place.
Now, Nick, what would you say? We've had quite a few text messages coming through. We're probably 50-50, I reckon. There's those that are saying, yeah, look, we just love it. Others are saying, I had one in particular one that said, basically, look, we've already talked about it. It's done and dusted. We don't even need to bring it up anymore. But it does often come up, doesn't it? Why is that?
It comes up all the time. And the reason it comes up all the time is because it's a change. It's this time every year when it does click over. Mm. You know, when you were ringing your family over on the East Coast, all of a sudden you're ringing too late, or they're ringing you too early. And we go, oh, hang on, it's a bit of a change. I think it comes up often because we are actually quite divided about it. You'll hear a lot of the arguments, oh, no, my curtains are going to fade. Or the farmers will say, well, the cows won't know when to come in for the milking sort of side. All really quite ridiculous responses. I think the big things are is that we here in Western Australia, we're fortunate that we are sun-bathed quite well with the amount of sun that we have. Will that be too much for us? I tend to think not, because I've got young kids. I love it when they can stay out a little later and enjoy the sunshine, get the fresh air, not sit inside playing on their iPads, getting out and enjoying what is our beautiful city, our beautiful state. And that's the real argument I'm saying there. But from a business perspective, we 5 different time zones on this one continent. It gets very, very difficult. And there'll be a lot of business owners here that listen to your program that are going, you know what, you've just realised I've had to readjust and change all of my diary for the next 6 months, because all those scheduled calls, they're either going in an hour later or an hour earlier.
Just on that, the business side of things, Nick, has it always been an issue with business and daylight saving and those time zones? But has it intensified because of the last 18 months with COVID? We are more reliant. People for business are not flying, so they're more reliant on those video calls these days?
That's a really good point, Mike, and that's exactly what is going on here. We don't need to fly into Melbourne, into Sydney these days to do business. We can do it over the phone, and we can do it via Zoom, via Skype, via Microsoft Teams. It just means that we've got to now adjust that. But we still live on the same continent. We do have to, you know, respect each other's time. So, you know, when we're up and about around 8:30, 9 o'clock, it's already lunchtime over in Melbourne and Sydney, and it just makes it. It just limits our ability to do business, and that's probably what we do need to see is our hours going in line with the rest of the country. You know, the Premier and the government hasn't wanted to go in line with the rest of the country for many things, and probably, you know, safely so. But this would be one I think would be a really good one, just so that we can stay in tune with the rest of the country. And we are one country with only three time zones, not five.
Nick, it's been great chatting with you. We're going to continue the conversation. Really appreciate you coming on and hearing your enthusiasm for daylight saving here in WA.
Good on you, Mike.
Good on you, Nick. That's my guest on the line this morning has been Nick Hayes, who is the Managing Director of Media Stable. You are on 98.5. Love to know, what are your thoughts, yay or nay, for daylight saving? Lots of messages coming through. We're probably about 50-50 at this stage. So it's interesting, some saying yes. A lot of the yeses are people that did grow up with it across in other states of Australia. So love to know your thoughts this morning. Keep them coming through. 0429 985 985. Yay or nay for daylight saving? Or if you really want to have a chat and give me a call, you can do that as well. The lines are open. 9313, don't be shy. 9313 0985. Back after Ronan Keating, and life is a roller coaster.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.